Wednesday night, Ora L'chof Tes Iyar, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're in the middle of Simen Nun Vav. We learned about tolls, making a mistake in the bracha. We learned in Sifhei last night that it's really a chiddush, what we maybe take for granted is a chiddush, that even if you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, which is the essence of a bracha, so to speak, at least in terms of Shem U'Malchus, you said it with intention to say Borei Pri HaGafen, and you then realized there was water. You intended to say Borei Pri HaGafen thinking it was wine. You realized there was water. You could just finish the bracha Shakol Nia B'dvaro, and that's okay. If it's just the kavana that's missing, but the words are correct, and I'll add to that. And you did intend to say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, but first of all, again, it's a chiddush. I don't know if it's a chiddush, but it's something that maybe is not realized. That when you're saying Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you're also focused on the wine or the grape or the apple or the bread. It's a hamotzi dika Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's why this din is a chiddush. If it wouldn't be a chiddush, it would be like Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam is parav, and that's the same in all brachas. And who? And then you just make the right ending with the right kavana. So it's not like that. But still, we say that it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. As long as you said the right words, even if it was accompanied with the wrong kavana, but it's the right words, it's okay. And then he fears ois, kol shegein, if you intended to say shakol nia b'dvaro, thinking it was water, and it turned out to be wine, and you say bor pri hagafen, it's certainly okay, because lemaisa, even if you would have concluded and said what you intended, it also would have been okay to make shakol nia b'dvaro on the wine. Okay, now we're up to sivav. Afilum siyim kol habracha b'tos. But then he realized his error toch kedei dibur. Elishanizkar toch kedei dibur v'tikei nami raso. Going to lokach kos mayim o sheichar kosover shu yayin, thinking it was wine, uberich bor pri agofen. And he said the whole bracha v'nizka miyachu mayim o sheichar v'siyem shekol niyem edvaro v'kachoysa mi raso. This is what it sounded like. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam bor pri agofen shekol niyem edvaro. Yotze. He's Yotze, because Toch de Dibur you could be Chayzer. Again, the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam is good, at least B'dievet we'll call it. And he said the right, that's the din of Toch de Dibur. That you could be Chayzer, so to speak, from an Amira, and make a different Amira. Siv Zayin. The Yom Lo Nizkuk Toch de Dibur. Then you made the wrong bracha. We're talking about you made a bor pri hagafen over water or beer. Torch lebarich mechadosh bicha shahakol. Imu rotsa lishtos kol zeh. So again, he made a bor pri hagafen. He wants to drink the beer or the water, so he has to make a new bracha. He made a bracha lebatolik. That's it. That's it. There's nothing you can do about it. Vimhoye bedaita lishtos gam yayin acher. If his game plan was, you know, if when he made Bor Pri HaGafen, he was going to drink other wine too. But then he realized that what he was holding was water or beer. You know, he made a Bor Pri HaGafen. Now what? So, it's Lachek Zedibur. So if he wants to drink, if there's no, you know, this is what he's drinking, so he has to make a shakol, no two ways about it. If he had a mind to drink other kosos of wine too, and those kosos of wine are around, yikach yayin v'yishta miyat. This is another eitzah, he could avoid the bracha lebatola by drinking the other wine. Now, he made a bar pri hagafen on this kos, and he had intention to drink other kosos. So the chalois of the Bor Pri HaGafen was legabe the other kosos. So let him quickly go drink it now. the one he's holding is not, but he had in mind other kosos with this bor pri hagafen, so let him quickly take other those kosos. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if there's other wine on the table, even if he didn't specifically intend to drink it, he can drink some of that wine. Tzarechionli, let's say a person never drinks, you know, a person makes kiddush and the wine bottle is still on the table, but he doesn't plan on drinking any more wine. He never does. He never ever drinks more wine. So I don't know. It's not clear to me. It would have to be my. I'm not sure how far the Mishnah Berurah goes.
Or if it's a wine that you would normally not drink, so you don't like dry wine.
Actually, Mishnah Berurah is talking about other wine on the table. Your kavana automatically extends to that, but it's not if it's like a bedafka not. It just means bestoma. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch talks about positive haya bedaito. So Mishnah Berurah says even bestoma, but it has to be a bestoma. If he didn't talk, it might even be lachakadei dibur. But lamaisa, if you're not mesiach das, so you could use it with the event. And quickly go drink the item that matches up with the bracha you made. Ainli elsim nun shiv dalad usif hay. Yeah, that's where he says that even the b'di'evet, even if you waited more than a tachidei dibur, as long as you want mesiach das, you can use the bracha on the item. Vafilu toam tchilu menakos, he tasted it, and that's how he found out it was water or beer. Vadeveti imoso no dalo shumayim o sheikhar. Vikomukom lo havi hefzik b'di'evet, that's not called a hefzik. He could still drink other wine quickly if it's on the table, or if he had in mind to drink it. He can quickly go drink the other wine. This is not called a hefsek. Why? Because it's a tolus. A tolus, he drank it, and then he realized it was water, so that's not called a hefsek, between the bracha and the drinking of the wine. And he made a bor pri hagafen, he drank, he chopped its water, he had a mind to drink more wine, he should quickly go drink that wine, and he tasted water in the middle, it's not called a hefsek. Not called a hefsek. Why? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure why. I think because it's a toast. He was never mesiach das from wine. Like the minute he realized it's not wine, so he stopped. Okay. Simen nun zayin. This is very hot simen. This is when do you make another bracha and when you don't? You stopped eating and you start eating more. Aleph, birich al alechem, he made a hamotzi. V'lohoye b'dayt alechel yosem imash eichem lo. He's eating a tuna fish sandwich for lunch. So he has a mind, he's eating lunch. He has two pieces of bread. He makes hamotzi on the sandwich. G'lein chikon alo lechem agluski, he bought a lachmaniya, made himself a peanut butter sandwich, he's eating it. V'sova shiyah lo dai. But, as sometimes happens, because if you don't wait 5 minutes, your stomach doesn't chap you that you're full. V'shuv nesava lechol yoser, he wants to eat more. V'sholach liknos lo yoser, he had to go out of the house. It's not like it was in front of him. Afilu yesh lefon of old mima sheichen lo batchilo. The sum of what he's eating left. So in other words, and now when he's continuing to eat, when he made the hamotzi on, he is aware of the new hamotzi coming. This is classic nimlach. I mean, that's the case when you make another bracha by nimlach. He's going to the store to buy more. Like, obviously, he would have bought it in the first place. He obviously changed his mind. He made a new decision. He's going to eat more. He's going to have to make another hamotzi. We're going to learn about if someone's serving him and someone else is the host, but here it's nimlach. Avomishiyosh, because he went to the store. Avomishiyosh lechem bebeso. He said, yeah. He said, the point isn't that he went. The point is the other bread was like totally removed from his consciousness. He had no plans to eat it. If he would have had plans to eat it, he would have bought it l'chatchila. That's how the Mishnah Berurah describes it. He obviously was nimlach. He changed his mind. He has bread in the freezer. And he took two pieces of that bread. And he made a motzi, v'chakachnis avol liyoser v'chotach lo od, avol bishe ein lo od min harishon, ein tzorech levorech sheinis, dezel lo mikri nimlach ki haderech hukach. This is how people are normally. This is the norm. This is normal derech b'nei yodam. They eat and then they want to eat more. That's all. That's normal. I with the store, there it's sort of behechlet that he didn't want to eat more, or else he would have bought more in the first place. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says it. So there it's a nimlach, it's a change of mind. Really, you know, like psychologically, it can be very close and very subtle. Like in one case, I'm deciding to eat more, but I'm not really, I'm explaining. To me, I understand the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch this way. When I just decide to eat more, it's not a hischatchus. That's what the word we're looking for. It's not a hischatchus. It's the normal way of people. It's true. I wasn't planning on eating more before, certainly not befeirish, but it's the normal derech b'nei adam to take more. So the more is not a hischatchus. That's, I think, the best way of saying it. So it's not a hischatchus, it's nechal and his bracha. But if he went to the store already, so that's a chiddush. I made a new thought. Let me. I wasn't going to have more bread. I want more bread. Like that could be a normal, even psychologically, the person could be undergoing a normal change of mind set, or it could, normal meaning it's not a change of mind. I shouldn't. In halacha, those words are used very in contradistinction to each other. You're not nimlach. You didn't change your mind. Nothing changed. You were always open to the idea of eating more. Yeah. But sometimes it's mamish a change.
In the back of your mind, it would still possibly be like, you don't have it in your house. It's not even there.
Again, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it is, if he would have considered the possibility of eating it, he would have bought it before. Okay, we'll stop here. Do you think he would come to Tanya tomorrow night?